red and blue shift in spherical and axisymmetric spacetimes and astrophysical constraints, by Roberto Jambo et al. We compute the red and blue shifts for astrophysical and cosmological sources. In particular, we consider low, intermediate and high gravitational energy domains. Thereby, we handle the binary system Earth, Mars's low-energy landscape, whereas white dwarfs and neutron stars is higher energy sources. To this end, we take into account a spherical Schwarzschild, De Sitter spacetime and an axially symmetric Zipoy, Voorhees metric to model all the aforementioned systems. Feasible outcomes come from modeling neutron stars and white dwarfs with the Zipoy, Voorhees metric, where quadrupole effects are relevant, and framing solar system objects using a Schwarzschild, De Sitter spacetime. In the first case, large delta parameters seem to be favorite, leading to acceptable bounds mainly for neutron stars. In the second case, we demonstrate incompatible red and blue shifts with respect to lunar and satellite laser ranging expectations, once the cosmological constant is taken to Planck satellite's best fit. To heal this issue, we suggest coarse-grained experimental setups and propose Phobos for working out satellite laser ranging in order to get more suitable red and blue shift intervals, possibly more compatible than current experimental bounds. Implications to cosmological tensions are also debated. This was red and blue shift in spherical and axisymmetric spacetimes and astrophysical constraints, by Roberto Jambo et al.